Moshe, John?
Hey, John, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes,
how are you doing this
morning? Good. It's pretty funny, man, because I was just actually talking about exactly this subject that you called me on.
Really? That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
When
yeah,
you start
well,
thinking, we call.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. But the problem is it's not cool because I actually filled out all the – I woke up one morning and I filled out all the information for it. I see it and I was like, oh, shit, Google certified. What's this about? And I actually filled everything out. It asked me for all my paperwork. It asked me for my lights, my insurance, and all that shit. So I sent everything. And it said you'll get an email back letting you know about, you know, your acceptance or whatever. So I did get an email back today. And I guess what they do is – excuse me?
Oh, what did it say? Did it approve you or
– Well, no. It's saying that it everything came out good except for a civil, and it has some name on it, some Tracy Muller name, and it's from, like, April of last year, and I have no damn clue what it's about. So I don't understand. I actually just sent an email to the group, well, to whoever from Evident. I guess they run it through Evident or whatever.
They do. Evident or Pinkerton are the ones they use.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be able to resolve it if I you know, I know you guys charge to do it, but how do I find out what the hell it's about?
Yeah, so we have a direct rep with Google. Her name's Alicia, and basically what we would do is we get at her directly. So that civil suit that's coming up, that's completely false, right? That's not even, like, you have no idea what it is.
I have no clue what that is, man. It was only in April, so I thought it was 07. Then when I showed my girlfriend, she's like, John, that was, like, in April of 2022. I'm like, what?
Right.
Like, there's no way. And it says, I'll tell you right now. I was just looking at it. It says right on it. It says, thank you for your interest, blah, blah, blah. Check your background, which I do. And when I hit it, it says motor vehicles is good. It says county criminal is good. Then civil record. It says description, tort dash other negligence. And then it gives me a case number. And then plaintiff, Tracy Muller, defendant me. And then it says, everything's not applicable, and no further information available, but guilty. What the fuck is that? I mean, you know?
Yeah, it could be just an error on that side. Basically, though, as long as you don't have any, like, felonies on your record, right, that's the main thing Google's looking for off the past 7 years. You're golden. So we can definitely resolve it for you. Now let me tell you how it works though. It sounds like you're already familiar with it. But Google Guarantee, so it's a pay per lead service directly through Google. Best lead program on the market currently. Okay. And the benefit of these leads is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. Okay.
Okay.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, John, and this is really why it's so popular, when that lead calls you, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
Okay, that's good, because I do Home Advisor, and it's a piece of shit. But I still use them, and I pay them like $700 a month. Not even kidding. But,
right. And then, so they send leads to multiple companies, and you're all charged for the lead regardless. So with Google Guarantee, you're not going to have to spend your days disputing leads. It's automatically done for you, okay? And they'll actually pick you and call you directly, all right?
Okay, and what is that charge, like per lead? Is that how it goes?
Yes, so the cost per qualified lead for the electrician vertical is $24 per lead.
Okay, that's I pay about $70 right now, so that's good.
So we're beating the lead price too. Google does require a minimum budget through us, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget, okay, if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is for $312.
Okay.
Now, your lead budget does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum lead budget at 13 qualified leads, and you get 13 qualified leads, right? You set an appointment with each one of them. The next month, you're charged $312 to replenish your lead budget, okay?
Correct. Yeah. Now, I know exactly. Yep, I do. So just to let you know, too, I know exactly how this runs. I do. I've been dealing with Home Advisor and all them and eLocal for the last probably 5 years. It's
okay.
The same exact thing. Once you run out, it replenishes. You set your weekly or your monthly budget. But the problem is with them, if they never credit you back, Home Advisor. But eLocal, they record the calls. And the
just
same
Google
thing.
Guarantee. Yep, they record
yeah,
the
they
calls.
Don't automatically. Yeah, they don't automatically give it back. You have to, all I do is write in, hey, this guy never did the job, and they're cool. They'll give me the credit back. Is that $52 a lead, which is eLocal. Now, Home Advisor, I pay them like $50,000 a year. No joke. I pay like $60 a lead, and you're battling four or five people, but I got 500 reviews under there.
Right.
My name.
Right. Right.
That's why we get the jobs, you know? So that's exactly like that, right?
Yeah, it's exactly like that, except it's automatically, because Google uses an AI. It's a Google bot that listens to the call, not an actual person. So it'll automatically pick up through keywords if it's qualified or unqualified, right? And then one other thing, because I wasn't too familiar with eLocal, but I have a client who is signed up with Google Guarantee, loves it. He used eLocal. One other benefit that I just found out about, actually, compared to this in eLocal, is you're going to have a subcategory list with Google Guarantee. You can turn on partial amounts of that subcategory list. Like, if you only wanted panel upgrades, you could turn on panel upgrades only, and it cuts out everything else, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's another, and there's a big list of, you'll get the whole list, right? But it's like, install light fixtures, repair light fixtures, install outlets, or switches. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? So you could turn on the type of leads that you want to with Google Guarantee. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your lead budget, we don't charge that, John, until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit the license. It shows me it's not required for your area. So it's funny you had to submit that. But this is where we submit.
No, I didn't. That's crazy, too. I don't understand how these companies are not looking for a license. If you have to be a licensed electrician, man. But I had to submit my insurance, so $1 million over $3 million. But that's so crazy how they don't ask for license. That would cut half the assholes out of here that aren't licensed electricians, right?
Most of them do. Most categories and areas do. Actually, I'm the main person that sets up Google Guarantee, so a lot of them require licensing. Now, sometimes I've ran into issues where the area, it's not really an issue, but the area, in order to be insured, you have to be licensed. So Google just checks the insurance because they figure you're licensed then. So that might be your case, too. I'm not really sure, though, you know. But all it's requiring is insurance and that background check, okay? Now, what we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. When you get that application to us ASAP, usually it just takes, like, 3 to 4 weeks to get submitted and finished, okay? We charge, though, there's a one-time application / management fee. This is just for us to get you on that Google Guaranteed section and get you all approved, right, for us to put the work into it. It's a one-time application fee of $250 through us.
Okay. I mean, listen, that's fine with me. I don't mind. I don't mind to pay it, but is it if you get on or not? Now, I can tell you my word. I have no criminal shows it right there, what they just pulled up. So what they're seeing is exactly what I told you. There's no traffic. There's no criminal. Only thing is there's two things on this Tracy Muller that say, I have no clue. They do have a case number. It's from April of 2022, and it has no other details. So if you do this and you know, like, you've been through this hump and you know that, and I have, and I can tell you my word, it's not like I'm lying to you and I went to court for this and I know what it's about, and I'm telling you it's not. I mean, I have no clue what this is. I've never even got served anything like that. So have you seen
this positive before? I have, actually. So I am positive we could get you approved. It was probably just a mistake on the background. Our rep, Alicia, because we have multiple Google Guarantee accounts, you know? So our rep is amazing. Like, we'll be able to push it through and get this all submitted for you. I have no doubt about that. Okay?
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. It's not a problem.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over everything in writing to the johnnykid08@gmail.com, okay, regarding the Google Guarantee program. I am going to respond to that email too with your cost per lead, what your minimum budget required is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories. That way you just have all this stuff in writing. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one quick second. Yeah, I'm like 100% sure though, you're golden.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, I didn't even know you guys did it, and what happened was after I went on, because now I'm on Google, right? So all of a sudden I start seeing people saying Google certified, and I'm like, whoa, what is this? Because if I was a customer and I wanted to have work done at my house, I would be like, I'll take someone who's Google certified. Like if you see the green check, oh shit, you know, these guys might be better or more reliable. So it's
amazing.
Makes sense,
yeah. Since we've started doing it, because like I told you, I'm the main person that sets these up. I have a 100% retention rate on Google Guarantee. Like it is literally that good. And I'll tell you too, just so you, I just want to steer you in the right direction. What every client I have has done except for one is they start with the minimum budget, fill it out, see how they like it, and almost all of them increase their budget. The only guys that I have that didn't is because they're like part-time businesses. And they just couldn't handle a big influx of work, you know?
Correct, yeah. Good, good. Well, I'll tell you now, my main brunt of work is from HomeAdvisor. I jumped on board with them like 4 years ago when they were, no, it was HomeAdvisor, now it's Angie's, so I'm pronouncing it wrong. But I was on them when they were HomeAdvisor, and they were charging about $30 a lead, and you could pause, you could do everything too, and do, you know, exact match leads and shit. But they're up to, no joke, they're up to like 70, sometimes $150 leads if it's a panel change. And it's $150, and I'm paying them like $1,000. So my monthly budget with them is $1,000 or $1,100, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit that in like 2 weeks almost with them. And it's not even guaranteed. I'm losing half of these jobs due to not even answering the phone, these people. You know?
So I just had a conversation with a client about this because they, before HomeAdvisor, they were called Service Magic too, right? And I heard back then when they were Service Magic even, like it was amazing because it wasn't so flooded. Like now everybody's using HomeAdvisor, you know? So all these leads are getting funneled and they got to keep up. So they resell leads and it's crazy. Like Google Guarantee, it's like the best kept secret right now because a lot of companies.
Good, yes.
Really don't know about it, and that really like works to your benefit. You don't want as many to know about it. You know?
Exactly. No, I hear you, man. I've seen it, and I'm like, I want that, man, because I'm the kind of person that wants what everybody else has. If I don't have it, I just know it. I'm like, wait, I want to be Google verified because there's no reason why I can't be. So, all right,
best
cool.
product Google has, you know. So, for the one-time application fee that we charge, right? Remember, you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. Are we using the same card that we have on file?
Yeah, what does it end with? Do you know?
It's going to show me only the last four digits. It's a Visa ending in 2058.
2058. Visa 2058. No, I think that was when I got another one because that was after I got had to change it because I had some fraud on there. So I have another card.
Okay. So is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
I'm going to give you an Amex.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, it's 3780.
Okay.
036924.
Okay.
11000.
Okay. Expiration?
That's 128.
All right. And the four-digit code on the front.
Yep. On the front is 8479.
All right. So what I'm doing is I'm coding out that card. Same billing address, right? 34 Bloomington Street? Okay, awesome.
Yep.
All right. So I just changed the card on file, and let me process
now, that. Now, is that the card that the leads will be billed to also? Is that everything on there, or is that just your fee?
So everything's on there, but all I'm doing is I'm charging the one-time application fee to that card.
Gotcha, until everything's approved, right?
Exactly. So what will happen is we don't just automatically turn your leads on. You're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification saying, hey, you're approved, are you ready for us to activate the leads? Then that's when your lead budget will be charged. Okay.
Awesome.
Now, I know you already filled out an application, but I want to just resubmit everything from ground zero for you. So what I'm doing is I'm sending you an application right now via text message, and I'm going to send it to you via email. Okay. You're going to want to get started on that as soon as possible. On the license, if you are licensed, just submit your license in there. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so just shoot that over. That way we could show that too to Google, but it's not required actually for your area for whatever reason.
Not a problem. Yeah, I'll shoot it over with the policy. I mean, I have a copy. I could do it as I'm like, you know, if it's on test, I could do it as I'm going out in a little bit and stuff and just get that done by tomorrow for you or tonight, whatever, not too long.
Just try to get it over the weekend if possible. Okay. That way I can get – I'm responding to that email too, okay, with the – oh, I almost responded with your email. I'm going to respond with the application too, so you have it both via text and via email as well, okay?
Perfect.
So give me one quick second here. All right, here's the app. And then the next step to this, I'm going to send you over my direct line and extension, okay? Even though I'm not your lead technician on this, John, I'm still really active in my account. So if you ever have any questions, you can always call me directly, and I'll get you the answers too, okay? Just give me
perfect, so far, Local Splash has been on it, man. You're with them, right?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm just in the Google Guarantee department. But I used to do our base programs too, so I'm well versed on everything.
Yeah, no, that's good. They, so far, they've been responsive, man. You know, it's just like I thought at first, you know, they will call me. It's a little bit of BS, and you know, they kept calling this and that. Let me do your advertising web pages, that to get me out there, and it's honestly not been bad, man. So, which is good.
You know, I worked for two other SEO companies in the past too, and this one blows those guys out of the water, man. Like it's just. It's amazing. Like, I've been here with the company 6 years now, and my wife actually works at the same company. She's been here about seven.
Oh, perfect.
And, man, it's just an amazing company, man. Our CEO, he's just on top of everything. He's always trying to make our product better, you know, super smart guy, too. But,
good, perfect. Yeah, that's good, because so far it's been bringing me a little bit more. I haven't really got my first call yet, because I started off a little bit slow. Couple of guys, I'm up to five guys now. I have my company for about 15 years though, but we're starting to grow, and I haven't really been visible out there on Facebook. I haven't been visible to the public really much. So now with this coming along, it seems like I got a web page now. I have the Google, I have the Facebook, so you know now I'll be Google verified, and now I just don't have to run solely off of Angie's. And I was doing that for a good 5 years, man. You know, paying them a lot of money, but in the return, been making the money because obviously you're not going to pay for not making it. But,
exactly. Yeah.
There's different ways.
This should be as good. Like a lot of those marketing dollars you're putting towards Angie leads, you're going to want to eventually put towards Google Guarantee once you see this thing going, you know?
Yeah, that's what I feel. So
No, it's amazing. But first step is getting you approved. You know, one thing about like clients trying to do it on their own is they don't have like a support rep, right? So it's
correct.
Like pulling teeth to get a hold of Google.
Yep.
But us, since we do like mass, mass accounts with them, they take care of us, you know, so it's
correct. No, I know. It's always better to have someone in your corner. And like
for
I said, I kind of knew this was going to go. When I tried to do it myself, I didn't even know you guys did it. When I tried to do it myself, I said, shit, let me see what I can do. But then when I asked Local Splash, the lady, she was like, oh yeah, we have somebody for that. I said, all right. You guys will get this done if I can't, because it's always good when someone's on there. So I say, you know, listen, this is false crap this guy's got. You know, we need to open this up. Me trying to text somebody or email, they ain't going to get back to me. You know.
Right.
Cool.
No, absolutely. So, the client interview, we block off 30 minutes. Usually it's pretty quick. It's a pretty quick call. What time on Monday works best for you for that?
Usually about what time is the latest you got?
6:30. Is the very latest
one.
All right, let's book that
That's
in.
Good.
All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash LSACI. Get used to that term LSA because that's how it's going to come through on your phone once this thing's active. It'll say LSA lead. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. Okay, so give me one quick second. Let me get this first one off. All right, here's
your mind. Just hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Okay. No problem at all.
All right, I'm back. I'm sorry. All
right, perfect. And let's see. Okay, so a few more things, okay? For the Google Guarantee Program, you already went through the background check process before, so let me just give you a heads up on it. If Pinkerton does the background check, which we'll probably push for, right? But if Pinkerton does it, no other information than what's on the application is necessary, okay? If Evident does the background check, they're going to ask you to scan front and back of your driver's license, which I'm sure you did before. So we'll automatically send you that text, okay, to do that if needed. Reviews, okay? So the Google Guarantee Program does require reviews, too. Do you already have a tiny URL for your reviews?
For Google?
For Google, yes, sir.
Yeah, I just got it. Yep, I have it on my local Splash calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, profiles.
So start using that. We want to get 5 reviews on there, okay? It's just part of the application process. Go ahead.
I probably already have 3 pending. And what happened was that's why I was talking to your rep, because I already got like 3 people that gave me reviews, and I don't see them on my thing. And she said anything that goes through Google takes a couple of days to put on there. So I'm like, all right, because I already got people saying, hey, John, we gave you a review, and I don't see him on that.
Okay.
Right? I don't know.
Hold on. Let me check real fast. I just want to make sure I could get into it. So reviews, where you at?
Yeah.
Here it is.
I mean, if you even look, I even requested reviews from all those people, and half those people gave me the reviews, and but I don't have them.
Okay. I'm going to look into this too, and I'll stay on top of it as well. Keep pushing it out though, because I see the tiny URL works. It's going to the reviews. But I'll double check with Steve to see like where Steve's our guy that handles like all the back end work and stuff. So I'll just check with him on the reviews, but just keep pushing it out. Now I know, for them to leave a Google review, they have to have a Google account. So if they leave it from like a Yahoo or an Outlook or something, it won't post. It has to be from a Gmail account. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I don't know. I have to tell the customer. Okay. So then that's fine. It's got to be from Gmail. So maybe your account's got to be from Gmail. Okay.
It's got to be from a Gmail. Or if it's like a business, sometimes they have a Google Workspace, which is just like a Gmail. So as long as it's
like
from
my mom.
Google account. You know, you'll be good.
Okay, I gotcha. So she has, I know she's got an AOL, so that's not going
to
work.
It won't post. Yeah, AOL won't post. They need to have a Gmail account. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's why, maybe that's why a couple people, I don't know, because I know that I did work over there. I'm like, oh, I want to leave a review. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. She always wants to get everybody he can. And, you know, she tried. And like I said, she's got that, like, AOL. So that's not going to work unless you have Gmail. All right, so maybe that's why one of them didn't go through.
I know we're working on something to be able to leave a review where it posts on your website, but it won't go to Google. So, because some people don't have Gmails, right? But the client that you send it to, just kindly let them know, like, hey, if you could please leave it from a Gmail account, that'd be great. But even really, like, friends, family members, doesn't matter who it is, John, we just need to get 5 on there for you. Okay.
Gotcha. That's what we're going to do. I'll work on getting 5. I can get 5 people.
Man, I'll have my buddies do it. You know, we just got to get 5 on there for you, brother. You know, so.
Okay, good.
We'll
monitor that's
too,
fine.
But we'll make it work. Just keep pushing it out to people. And by the time we get you approved through the background and stuff, we should have the 5 reviews on there to rock and roll with this. Okay?
You got it, man. Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I got you set for Monday, 6:30. Do me a favor, over the weekend, just try to get that application filled out. That way it doesn't prolong it, and we'll get everything pushed for you. Okay?
You got it, man. I'll have that done for you by tomorrow, and then I'll talk to whoever on Monday. All right, cool. I'll try those Gmails. What do you have, babe? Do you have Gmail? All right, so my girlfriend has Gmail, so that would be 1 guaranteed. And then I'll try to see who else got another one. All right, cool. You got it. Thank
Perfect.
You.
I'll tell my brother too. He's coming over after work.
Absolutely.
I got
the electrical mission, man. He does.
All right. Sounds good, John. You have a great rest of your night. All right, sir.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.